Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
Today, you will have to rely on your instincts since you won't have access to all the information you need. Relax and know that you're making the right decision right now.
Taurus.
Despite your never-ending to-do list, it's important that you take the time to focus strictly on yourself and your needs over the long weekend.
Gemini.
Might be a challenging day for you today, Gemini. There's something in the air, but you should be able to stay focused and steer clear of any unnecessary drama if you really try.
Cancer.
You may want to express your opinion if you hear some things you don't agree with. Getting out of your comfort zone and talking about your thoughts will also be very helpful.
Leo.
Been feeling stuck in the same place, Leo? Now that boring cycle is over, you'll be in a better mood this weekend when we make the changes that we need to make. Thank goodness.
Virgo.
You may be gently nudged out of your comfort zone this long weekend, which is a good thing. It will give you the confidence you need to break out and become the person you were always meant to be.
Libra.
Tonight, rest up and enjoy your evening. There's no need to go out when you have so many things on your mind, Libra.
Scorpio.
That hard word you've been doing, stop. The weekend starts for you today, and it's a long weekend, Scorpio. Have some good times.
Sagittarius.
Your focus should be on your goals. Revisit them if it's been a while and make the necessary adjustments. Your outlook on the week ahead will be completely different.
Capricorn.
For some time now, you've been running from your past, and it's finally caught up with you today. Lean on those you care about.
Aquarius.
You and your partner haven't been getting along lately, Aquarius. That could change over the next couple days.
Pisces.
If you woke up on the wrong side of the bed and don't feel great about yourself, don't worry about it. The day will get better, and so will the weekend.
There you go. Your Friday morning horoscopes, all available. Also, if you need to read them again, go to chum1045.com and click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Chum 104.5.
In the morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Yo, check your closets because there might be an item of clothing in there that could score you some big cash. Who knew this was coming back? Please explain, Caitlin. What's the one that's making another run?
It's Juicy Couture tracksuits.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
The Juicy Couture tracksuit.
Why are they making it come back?
I think it's because of this kick on nostalgia. It's also that the early aughts are kind of coming back in a weird way as well, style-wise. I don't know. It's hard. I thought that, to me, this is the type of thing that I expected to kick off at the start of the pandemic when everybody was working from home and we were in lockdown, because that would have made sense. Then you're thinking, yeah, fine, a velour tracksuit, if you're not leaving the house, all of a sudden is very cozy and makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
But we're living in the outdoors again. So.
Yeah, and it's getting ready to be summer.
Yeah.
So a velour tracksuit might not be the combination I would rock.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty, you know, pretty dope.
Yeah.
So the first time I saw that tracksuit, I know it's comfortable. I get that. Is it The Simple Life?
Yes. It was Nicole.
And Paris.
Yeah, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie really launched this into the stratosphere in terms of mainstream style. And so now the funny thing is the people who are rediscovering this, and I don't even want to say rediscovering this, I'm going to say discovering this for the first time, is it's teens and early 20s.
Yeah. Okay.
So makes sense.
So they're into this again. Now part of me also feels that this could be the result of Euphoria to an extent.
Oh.
Yep.
Because I think a lot of the fashion and stuff that we're seeing on Euphoria is really a throwback to a lot of, again, that like early 2000s vibe. And we're seeing it come back in fashion on a mainstream level. And now they're digging in and they want these Juicy Couture suits. So it has become a highly coveted item on resale sites like Poshmark, but also vintage clothing stores, eBay, wherever. If you have one of these, and I have a few, I'm going to sell them. I'm definitely going to sell them.
Didn't Maddie wear a couple of velour tracksuits on Euphoria?
Yeah, Maddie on Euphoria.
That's completely her style. But I mean, when you think velour tracksuit, I immediately think J-Lo from back in the day.
Yeah.
I immediately think Diddy. I had a Sean John velour tracksuit.
Sean John, of
which
course.
Was like my favorite. I probably wore it like 3 days of a week in a row.
Right.
When it was out. It was very, very comfortable.
You know, the people that came up with this idea, they said they used to have a wall of fame and a wall of shame in their office. It was about all the celebrities that were wearing Juicy and then all the celebrities that were going to prison in Juicy.
There it is. There it is. So equally useful.
And you remember in Squid Games, they're all wearing tracksuits. Yeah. So then a bunch of people were like, did Squid Games make this happen? I don't know.
So if you have one, though, like you do.
Yeah, I have a couple.
At your mom's house?
Yeah.
Are they... can you sell them and you'll make a lot of money?
I mean, I think I could probably, at least I should be able to make my money back.
Yeah.
I think it also depends on the look. Some are going to be more in style than others. I have one and it's like a coral pink.
Oh, that's in.
Velour tracksuit.
You're hitting the mark.
I honestly feel like I could sell that for a couple hundred bucks.
That's pretty, so if you still
Which is
have
wrong.
Your tracksuits from back in the day.
Yeah.
You can resell them for and recoup the money.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much it was back then?
I don't.
No, I know.
I don't. But I remember, Marilyn, I went to one of our one of your favorite jeans places, Over the Rainbow.
Yes.
Back in the day, because they had a really top-tier, juicy tracksuit selection. Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Yep.
That is funny. Would you wear it again?
Absolutely. It won't even.
They were comfortable.
It's not.
But would you? I mean, nothing fits that I've worn 20 years ago. But like, if you have one, would you wear it again? Like, or would you go buy a new one? Would you get a revamp one? I mean, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
That it's coming back.
Yeah.
Did it have Juicy on the bum?
One did. I don't know how those are selling. People say that there are hot items still. I don't know if you want that on your butt these days in 2022, but you do you.
Okay.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know, let me know.
It's here. Harry's House is here. The brand new album from Harry Styles has dropped. People are very, very excited about this. You're likely familiar with his single As It Was, but now the whole shebang is around, and he's got some pretty cool features. So it's 13 tracks long. It includes contributions from Devontae Hines, who you might know better as Blood Orange, John Mayer, Canadian Tobias Gesso Jr., and a longtime Styles collaborator, Kid Harpoon, who you'll see featured on just about any one of his tracks on the credits. So it's kind of in one song actually has Quincy Jones listed as a contributor, and that's because it samples a song from 1978 by the Brothers Johnson called Ain't We Funkin' Now.
Ah.
So that's on Harry's track Daydreaming. So it's just cool. If you look through the liner notes, you'll see like just so many names listed. And John Mayer's gonna be playing electric guitar. It's very, very cool. I'm excited about this album.
Album cover looks really cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Harry's house is upside down.
That's right. And that was when, oh, shoot, now I'm forgetting which award show it was, but Billie Eilish, when she did her stage setup to perform, her stage setup had her room upside down, and a lot of people started inferring that maybe she was going to be doing something with Harry Styles because they kind of looked the same. I don't know, maybe it was just an homage, but... And if you are interested in grabbing some Harry Styles merch, there is a pop-up shop, a Harry's House pop-up shop taking place. It's at 501 Queen Street West. It's going to be happening for 3 days only, starting today. Opens at 3 p.m. Just walk along Queen West and look for the enormous long lineup, because I have a feeling... I bet you there are people already there.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. And also, Harry is going to be coming to Toronto, as you likely know. He's going to be coming to the Scotiabank Arena on August 15th, and the general public pre-sale starts on, or no, general public on sale is on May 26th, so that's coming up too. So a lot of stuff going on for Harry Styles fans. We were talking about all the pearls of wisdom that Taylor Swift shared in her NYU speech recently. She was given an honorary doctorate, so now she's Dr. Swift, everyone, just so you know. But I thought on the opposite end of the spectrum, it would be fun to share the commencement speech that Adam Sandler gave at NYU School of Arts, where he speaks specifically to the parents in the crowd about how tough it is for their graduates to actually get into show business.
Parents, listen to me. You guys really messed up. You might be supporting these kids for a very long time. They are not leaving. They are not leaving the nest anytime soon. This is a tough business they chose, but there's still time to talk them out of it. I'm trying to talk my kids out of showbiz, and they know Adam Sandler. Moms and dads, if you ever want to make love alone in your house again, somehow slip your kid's headshot to Mr. Martin Scorsese before the season ends. He'll love it, I promise. He's probably going to take the back exit out of here, so make sure you get there before he does. And do not take no for an answer. That's how Leo's mom did it.
Oh my gosh, what a great speech.
He's not wrong.
No, yeah, well, you were in the biz, right?
Yeah. I did extremely well. I did very well.
No, but you, but honestly.
I was a smashing success.
How many people that you know that got into when you got into it, Jamar?
I'll tell you something. Not too many. One Jussie Smollett, who's, is he doing time right now?
I think so. Or he's thinking about it.
I don't know. Yeah. a couple of them got in. A couple of them did really well, but the vast majority, not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's a hard business. Like, everyone and their mom is trying to be on TV.
Yeah.
I think of my friends who tried to get into show business, too. One is living in LA right now, and he's a writer, and he's doing some cool stuff, but it's a huge struggle. So, again, Adam's not wrong, but not exactly the motivational commencement speech that we received from Taylor Swift, but he does get points for accuracy and being hilarious.
So he does. Oh, that's great.
God, he's just so naturally funny. Yeah, I love it.
Very good. Thanks, Caitlin.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? You know you got the long weekend. Hopefully you got things sorted out. If you're staying in town, meaning in GTA, you do know at Yonge and Dundas Square, the Rib Fest this weekend. Get your rib on.
Get your rib on.
That's good for Maryland. A plate full of ribs. Greasy hands, sticky face.
I love it. Right to the hospital. Thanks, Jamar.
Okay. There it is.
Up the street over in Avenue Road, Mount Sinai. I'll be making an appointment.
There it is.
This
your VIP will
pop. You know what?
We'll pop some IVs for you.
Right. I'm so jealous of people that can eat those things.
Yeah.
They are so good. Everybody seems to have their own recipe on how to do it right, family recipes. So what a great celebration.
Your ailment is a stomach issue, huh?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. God knew what he was doing when he didn't give me any stomach issue. I'd be dead already. I have no willpower. I just eat the things that I can't eat. I'd be like, listen, I just like it.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I am that person that when I go to a restaurant, I don't give them a litany. I just work around that menu. But I sure miss some of the great summer stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I want to live. So that's what I decided.
I couldn't do it. I marvel at people like yourself that have the will to stay alive.
Ribs are also
I don't have it.
It's not about life or death, but it's about, you know.
I'll be here. All right.
Kissing death.
Ribs are also not a nail-friendly snack, I will say. They can get under your manicure. So for very different aesthetic reasons.
And stain your manicure
if you have pale nails.
So why don't you just bring one of your gloves?
Imagine I was up there at Rib Fest at Yonge and Dundas Square in surgical gloves.
Jamar, is it adorable to go on a first date to Rib Fest and see the girlfriend of your, or maybe wife of your future?
There was nothing sexier, Marilyn, than a woman with barbecue sauce under her nails.
No, but I mean, all over her face and everything. Is that cute or is that bad or good?
Is that good?
And if she got jerk sauce on her nails, girl.
No.
I'm telling you.
I'm just telling you. It's all over her face.
Now to traffic.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
Listen.
That's the taste of love right
Location, here. Location, location.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
We call these rando first date questions. These are questions that kind of, I don't know, take the chill off of the interaction and also tell you a lot about a person by their answer. We'll give you an example. Here's the first random first date question. Everyone is welcome to answer. You can send yours to 104536 by text. I asked the room, if you could use only one condiment for the rest of your life, that's it. This is the one thing in this little bottle, and for the rest of your life, this is the only thing you're putting on all your foods. What is that condiment?
Caitlin and I have the same answer. Caitlin?
Da-da-da-da. Mustard.
Mustard?
Yeah.
On everything?
Everything. There's do you know how many kinds of mustard there are in this world? It's a variety pack. There's whole grain. There's, you know, Dijon. There's honey.
Okay.
There's honey with horseradish, honey without horseradish. Rich country.
Ooh.
That's really good. That's like that rich country Dijon.
I'm going to have to make it a little harder for you because this is a life choice. One type of mustard for the rest of your life.
Dijon.
Dijon is yours?
Same.
Dijon.
Okay.
Everyday
little specks, and it's really spicy.
It's just got that little edge to it.
Yeah.
And it also, you can cook with it, but it makes the sandwich, like, it amps the up.
And I'm going to say it's great on eggs, everyone.
It is great on eggs.
Give it a shot. If you're getting an omelet, do a little side of Dijon mustard.
Let's even say this. How about, like, just your basic, salad dressing?
Oh, yeah. No, it's great.
We could go on, but we only have
really
15 minutes.
I'm really not confident about the mustard on eggs thing. The thought of those two smells in a room together.
I'm telling you.
Or on breath? No.
This happened when I was I was on vacation on breath. Well, now you're ruining it. But
sorry.
I was on vacation in France, and I noticed that when we would go out for breakfast, there was a little, you know, kind of like an everyday container of Dijon.
Was it grain Dijon? Or
it wasn't grainy. It was just that everyday creamy Dijon. Right. And we went to the same place a lot when we were in Paris. And eventually a waiter looked at me and was like, just try it. Like, knew what I was thinking. And I did. And I've never gone back.
Yeah. A little goes a long way, by the way, kids. Don't overdo it. You know?
Okay. Mine is in a small red bottle. Mm-hmm. It is pretty popular here in Canada. It's called Grace Hot Pepper Sauce.
Oh, I know that one.
You know the one in the little bottle?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Like, if I'm gonna have something for the rest of my life, I mean, you could put this stuff on chicken. You could put it, I mean, maybe you could put it on salad. I haven't tried it yet, but listen, I love it on everything.
Yeah.
Dab a little piece on a bread, maybe put, you know, now you have a little spicy bread. I would put that stuff on everything. Grace Hot Pepper Sauce. That would be my for life. Forever, last condiment, if it had to be one.
You know, Ruby's been producing this show all this week, Ruby Carr, and Ruby.
In come Ruby.
Come on, Ruby. Tell us.
Ruby, who you know from our nights here on show.
That's right. And, you know, she is always hesitant to say this next word, but go ahead, Ruby.
Mayonnaise. And I have no shame about that, actually. You know, I won't be hesitant.
Sound so cool.
I'm saying it loud and proud. And you know what? You guys were going on about your different types of mustard. We got mayo racha. We got all kinds of different types of mayo. There's aioli.
You can only pick one.
Then it's basic mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Ruby. And I am not shy.
This is for the rest of your life. How long do you want to live?
You know what? I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
A lot of life and death questions this morning, tomorrow.
I know. Mortality on the mind. Okay.
I get it. I kind of get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
And for the purposes of, you know, tuna salad, egg salad, all of those things, I strongly considered mayo because I worry about losing that. I just can't imagine ever having a burger or hot dog alone again with just mayonnaise on it.
Can we talk about mayo for a second, guys? Really, like, mayo is common, but it's just not right.
No, tuna salad, egg salad, spoon. Mayo's good. You guys are incorrect. I'm sorry. I hate to disagree with you this morning, but
I love mayo too.
I love mayo. I'm not going to hate on it.
I don't like sweet mayo. What's the kind of mayo that you were talking about off mic?
Oh, I was recommending that everyone try QP mayo, KEWPIE. It is a Japanese mayonnaise. It's just, I didn't know a world existed like this.
So this is the mayo they put on that that chicken, right?
Yeah, the Japanese fried chicken karagi. Yeah. They'll put that on it. Yeah.
I do like that.
Yeah.
It's just the thought of mayo. Like, and I admittedly eat mayo on things when it's served to me, but the thought of mayo, just eggs and oil, it's like,
I know, and a lot of people are like that. So, you know, I just think about this, like, it's a first date kind of question, but it's also, since it's a long weekend, you're going up, you know, to your cottage or whatever, and you're making something, and you don't have something. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I forgot. Got the
blank
and it ruins your meal.
But check it out, what you're pointing out is what we're actually talking about.
That's right.
Your condiment tells you a lot about the person.
Like, I got ketchup about 3 times from friends right now. Ketchup.
We're getting a lot of texters saying ketchup. Someone said that they're just like Elf, Will Ferrell and Elf, so they would choose syrup.
Look at that. Syrup.
There you go.
I love this person.
It tells you a lot about the person.
Someone got specific and said the jalapeno lime aioli sauce from Costco.
Yeah,
the mustard fans are coming in. A lot of pepper sauce fans as well, along with hot sauce in general. Okay. We're getting, another jalapeno lime aioli. Okay, I'm going to have to try this one.
I'm starving.
I know. Just drooling all over.
Well, there it is. Now we know a little bit about each other through condiments, getting to know each other.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up!
Try this on a first date, and you'll learn a lot about the person. That's what we're doing right now. Random first date questions. The first question we asked was the condiment that you'd eat for the rest of your life.
Mm.
A bevy of answers there. Here's the next question. The question is, if you can change one thing about yourself, blink, it's changed. What would it be and why? Let's go around the room.
You go first, Jamar. You're always asking the questions.
I know,
so
right?
That's
by design.
Yeah, it's by design, and I'm designing you back.
If I could change one thing about myself, it would be, body fat composition. I would be, like, chiseled.
Okay.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, like, stay chiseled forever.
Mm. Forever chiseled.
Forever chiseled, yeah. I just... I mean, I just...
How will you ever get through the door in the studio?
Well, no. I don't want to be bulky. I don't want to be big. I just want to be chiseled. And I want to be able to eat everything. Because I don't have the will to stay in, like, a long-term exercise program.
Mm.
You know, I just don't want to. And I want to eat anything I want at all times. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to eat all the fatty breakfast foods. I want to eat all the cheese pizza and all that stuff.
And
not have
chiseled.
To worry about. Yes. Yeah, and just be chiseled. And I think some people have that metabolism. I, for one, do not. Now, I'm not terrible, but
no.
Not chiseled. If I can blink and just be chiseled, perfect.
Mm.
That's me.
Marilyn.
I'm very short waisted. I wish I had just a couple of more inches on a torso.
Oh.
I go neck to hips.
We could swap, you and I.
Yeah, I want to keep my legs.
Yeah, exactly, because I would like your legs.
I want to keep that, but just a little bit stretched out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of my language skills. So I only speak one language, and it drives me crazy. I gave up on French too early. I should have stuck with it. I should have become bilingual. And I have friends who speak multiple languages, and I just feel like an idiot because I only speak the one. And I love travel so much, and I would love to, you know, spend a certain chunk of my life maybe even living in another country.
Why did I feel like you spoke French?
Yeah.
Very poorly. Like, I can muddle my way through, and then eventually some person will take pity on me and start speaking in English. I'll try, but it doesn't go well. It's not a good look.
Boy, you went deep on this. We're going physical.
Well, I thought now that we're talking
like
about
it.
Being chiseled, I would love longer.
I'd like to have a better waist, and I'd like to speak French and Spanish fluently. Next. I blinked twice. I didn't know.
I will take your long legs, and you can have my long torso, and then someone else
we can morph it, and then we can speak Spanish. You can speak French. Yeah,
it's done.
Hybrid.
Done.
A
love
hybrid
it. Together,
person.
We're one person.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, I mean, like, you know, you're about to, like, when you're talking to your, we'll say the girl thing. To talking to your girlfriend's good. Damn, you know, if I just had, I would feel so much better. People mm-hmm. talk about their, you know, noses. Mm-hmm. They talk about their legs. They talk about their ankles, their
yeah.
ankles.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they saying on
well, they're coming in hot on feet.
On so feet?
Someone says they don't like their feet.
Really?
A lot of things. Yeah.
I mean, they're covered up more than half the time.
Yep.
Who cares?
Yeah, you're in Canada. You're in the right country if you don't like your feet because they are covered up for the majority of the year.
That's okay. True.
A lot of people are saying my height. You know, they either want to be taller. A lot of people. Oh, someone went deep as well and said the ability to not back down in conflict.
Wait. The ability to not back down. So this person wants to be a little more aggressive.
Yeah. Like just, you know, maybe.
Stand on your own.
Exactly. Exactly, like
and
less avoidant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's very...
Where are they from? What part of town are they from?
They are from, but don't worry, I won't out your phone number, whoever this is, but they do live in Brantford.
Okay, they might just want to move downtown. Everyone's a big jerk here.
Yeah, well, we're like, fed up.
Yeah, like everyone, like, yo, you drive downtown, like pass a bike, the biker will kick your car.
Yeah.
Hey, get out of my way.
No,
like,
nobody kicked your car.
Just come down to Toronto, you'll get exactly
did you get
what
your
you
car
need.
Kicked?
I almost got into a full-out brawl with a guy on Queen West, some bike dude, who kicked my car. I got out. I was like, I'm going to not catch a charge right now. That's
yeah.
what I said. I mean, it's crazy. Everyone is out of their mind here.
Someone else texted in and said my accent. And I want to know what accent this is because I love accents, as per my language request.
The right accent, Caitlin. The
yes.
right accent will propel you into different places. For example, how many times have we watched these reality shows in North America where they just put a freaking British guy on TV and like, who is this guy? Why do we care? Oh, he's got this accent. He must be the authority on the subject.
Mm.
This is what I'm saying. So I know what this person's saying. A right accent in a dating situation could actually push you through the doors.
I see. Okay. I see.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I see that right. one.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I lean towards French and Spanish accents. That's what I like the sound of.
Yeah, but do you know how many French
Italian.
And Spanish
Ooh, yeah.
a-holes there are in the world?
No, because they all sound wonderful.
My point exactly.
Have you heard Javier Bardem in Vicky Cristina Barcelona? See you later.
Very funny. Okay. Anybody say anything about their smarts? Nobody wanted me to be smarter?
Yeah, the most recent one we had is a higher IQ.
Marilyn, nobody, like, overwhelming, like...
We went shallow, Jamar.
Yeah, that's
real
what I'm
shallow.
Nobody
real, because you know what I'm thinking? When I was hearing this question, I thought, you know, first date, right? It's optics. It's not brains at the beginning. It's like, what do they look like? That's
yeah,
what I was
right.
looking at. What am I going to wear?
No one's asking me on a second date.
No, because you're
date
speaking
three.
Spanish and French, and I can't decide which. I don't know.
Big chiseled, nice
wow,
torso of idiots. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, that's us. The shallow people.
That is us.
I don't think there'll be a second date.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Listen up. What to watch this weekend. And these These suggestions might actually be really useful for you, as the weather looks like it might be a little dicey for this long weekend, so maybe you're staying indoors. I don't know. But here we go. I want to remind everybody, well, this is my submission as well, Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick out in theaters on Tuesday, that is. Not Monday. I believe U.S. Doing Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Is that correct?
That's next weekend.
That's next weekend? Why?
Yeah, this is Victoria Day weekend. This is Canada.
So yeah. I wonder why they're doing a Tuesday
well,
release.
Well, we Caitlin and I are trying to figure that out, too. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Damn, might as well rip up my citizenship. I don't even remember what Memorial Day weekend is anymore.
it's one after. We're at Victoria Day weekend. Hey, can I tell you two things that I really like a lot?
What do you like?
Courtesy of Netflix. When you thought you saw everything about Marilyn Monroe, oh, here comes another documentary. It's a guy that really studied her, and it's called The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes. And this guy, I mean, he's totally obsessed, but in a good way, and that he interviewed so many people from her inner circle to say what happened to her from the start, where she went, and how awful Hollywood was.
For someone who wasn't alive during Marilyn Monroe, like, what would she be the equivalent of it today? Because, like,
oh, I don't even know.
I don't think you can read
Zsa Zsa Gabor, but she's dead.
Yeah, give me someone.
I don't know.
Someone current. Like, who is around right now that would give me a Marilyn Monroe vibe? Can I say Kim Kardashian without everyone jumping? No way! But, like, is it the same? Is it come the same
effect? Kim is more together than Marilyn was, you know?
Kim is more together than Marilyn was. That's interesting.
Yeah. Like, I think there's I'm not saying that Marilyn wasn't intelligent. She was a deep thinker, but I got to think about that.
Yeah, I don't think there is anyone. I feel like everyone tries to do this with iconic Hollywood figures. Like, who's the that of now? And I'm like, I think she's a standalone. Because Kim's not getting nominated for Oscars, and she's not starring in films. You know, she's kind of her own thing.
But I'll tell you who Marilyn Monroe really admired was Jean Harlow. That's why we got the blonde hair. So that kind of thing happened. But it's called The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes. And this guy interviewed, and very well done, guys, with her inner circle. And you'll recognize some of her inner circle. Then Jim and I just finished watching this. It's called Operation Mincemeat. And it's based on a true story. It's British intelligence and the true spy story that changed the course of World War II. That is, if you want to get intelligent, after Marilyn, I had to balance. So we watched this movie, and it was amazing, and it really changed the course of World War II. You're going to love it.
Operation Mincemeat.
They had to call it that because they didn't want people to know, especially the Germans. So there you go. Those are two offerings from If It's Raining Outside.
Okay. What to watch this weekend, Caitlin?
My rainy day selection is going to be the brand new documentary from Judd Apatow on George Carlin. Mm. Okay. So this is dropping today. It's on HBO Max. It's on Crave, and it's called George Carlin's American Dream. And Judd Apatow, who's such a comedy buff, he did an amazing documentary called The Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling.
That was so good.
So well done. So you know he can handle it. You know he can handle covering this, and you're going to see so many amazing, famous comedians and people in showbiz talking about Gary Shandling's influence on them.
Thank you for reminding me of that. That is one of the best documentaries.
Yeah.
Ever.
And I mean, I love George Carlin, and the fact that you can pick any of his stand-up commentaries from back in the day and apply them to now still, it's still just as relevant.
Right.
Oh, it always surprises me. When I see his clips circulating, when there's a story trending and everyone's like, okay, it still works today.
Yeah.
I love him. Yeah.
Very good.
A bevy of things to watch. Good to know. Thank you so much.
Toronto is very excited because rapper J. Cole has signed with the Scarborough Shooting Stars in the Canadian Elite Basketball League. He is going to be taking part in their inaugural season. The team was announced as the eighth franchise in the CEBL last year. Now, J. Cole, he previously played with the Basketball Africa League for Rwanda. And he's a very talented basketball player. It's just funny to see that he's coming to Scarborough.
Yay!
This is kind of cool.
It's very, very cool. Extremely cool to have J. Cole in town.
I know.
To be around. So now we're going to have a J. Cole kind of sighting whole thing going on in Toronto. Like, where did you see J. Cole?
Yes.
Where was he this weekend? Was he at Scarborough Town Center? Was J. Cole down at Kensington Market? That's going to be a whole thing.
Yeah. And it'd be one thing because obviously now this is going to increase interest in the league and in the team because people are going to really want to go see J. Cole play basketball. But he is also, I want to add, like he's a good basketball player.
Yeah, so, and he's one of the dopest lyricists in the game right now. So
100%.
Excited to have J. Cole in the six. That's what's up.
Yeah. Rihanna also trending because it has been confirmed that she has welcomed a baby boy. She and her partner ASAP Rocky welcomed the boy on May 13th. This was rumored over the weekend, but wasn't confirmed as of yet. And now this was fully confirmed. TMZ has it. Once they have it, you know that it's official. And she was seen out in public. They were having dinner on May 9th. And then just a few days later, there you go. And there was some debate about whether or not the baby was going to be born in her home country of Barbados, which a lot of people thought that she would be interested in doing. Yeah. But I think because of ASAP Rocky's legal troubles, they sort of had to reroute that plan and do the whole thing in California. So that's very exciting. I also want to add that Demois is never wrong. If you're not following her already, this is a...
That's amazing.
I'm not following her. I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll just repost all of her stuff and talk about it anyways.
But you do that and you also find out others' dirt. And I like the Canadian content that you offer.
Thank you very much, Marilyn.
No problem.
I know. I'm like, what's the Canadian version of Demois?
You.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Ed Sheeran has welcomed a second daughter, a second secret daughter. So he had surprised his 38 million Instagram followers. He posted a pair of baby socks on, and I just look at baby socks and I think to myself, what are your feet even doing? How are they so small and how are they functional? And he said, you know, they kept this a very good secret for the entire 9 months of this pregnancy. And yeah, he just said, wanted to let you all know we've had another beautiful baby girl. And they did the first child in secrecy. I love this. I love this for them.
You know what? Yeah. You look at right. Sheer, I mean, his family, they've had the most drama-free go.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're keeping things to the side. I mean, even Rihanna, who's, you know, been doing well and, you know, successful with her pregnancy and a relationship. I mean, a couple bumps in the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Along the whole thing.
Yeah.
None of that for Ed Sheeran. I think he's onto something.
Do you know what I love about Rihanna, getting back to that for a minute? She doesn't seek it. They seek her, right?
Yes.
And then you have Ed that's just very quiet and does his thing. So a lot of people could learn from that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
She does her best to fly under the radar, yes. I think, but you're right. Yeah. Interest in Rihanna is peak.
Yeah.
And so she just kind of can't get away from it. Mm. Ed, I do think he's close friends with Taylor Swift, as many of us likely know. And I think I feel like he was an instrumental part of telling her, you need to start keeping your private life just a little more private. Because clearly it works for him. And I've heard him in interviews. He was on one of my favorite podcasts, Armchair Expert. And he talks all about how messy his personal life has been. And you realize, well, I didn't know any of this. He really keeps it to himself.
Yeah. And, you know, back to Rihanna, I love her attitude.
I love it.
I don't need to answer to any of you.
Exactly.
I will do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about her.
She even did it with pregnancy style.
Sure.
She's changed the game on pregnancy style. She's not hiding her bump. She's dressing sexy. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an inspiration always.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Channel 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
You're in your car driving along the road and you're looking at the prices of gas and you're thinking exactly what I'm thinking. We're all thinking something has got to give. This is crazy. It is fully crazy to see regular at some places for like $2.
I know.
It's like, what is happening? So what do you do if you want to travel? Maybe you ditch the car and get onto a plane.
Huh?
Okay, I know that sounds crazy, but
crazy.
There are some really, really cheap flights domestically right now that we're just hearing about. Please run us through
And to the U.S. too. It's like planes, trains, and not so much automobiles. So Flair Airlines, they have like an up to 80% off sale that's starting today. And I think it runs to sometime in the end of June. And so I was looking at some of these prices. You can fly round trip to Charlottetown for $87. $87. Yeah. Yeah. Toronto to JFK, $161.
You're kidding me.
Toronto to Montreal, $117. And I'm just thinking, alongside the gas prices, and I mean, especially maybe you fill up with premium and then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to fly to Montreal for the same price I would spend.
Yeah. JFK is literally in my mother's neighborhood.
Yes.
I could just land at my mom's house for $160.
Yes. $160.103 from June 5th to the 12th.
Me.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I do think that this is going to start to become a bit of a thing. And also, this is the weekend that Metrolink starts their super cheap round trip to Niagara Falls. They're going to have that running all summer.
Look at that.
And I also want to add that we are giving away $200 gas cards next week at 8:30 in the morning.
We are. That's right.
Yeah.
That'll take you to the airport.
Right. drive to the airport with that one.
But, you know, if you look at cheap flights from Toronto, to your point, different, airlines with different things, if you can plan ahead, like you can go back to Miami, Jamar, for $200.
Wow.
You can go to New York in September for $164.
Or just tour Canada if you want to.
But I'm just looking at what I have on the screen. Orlando, because you want to get away from it all and just have some fun.
Yes.
It's like $200.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, it's just unusual for this time. I don't know how they're... Well, I'm not going to ask.
I was going to say, you might be flying at a weird time and you might not be able to get any baggage with you, but... You know.
You want to go to Calgary? It's only $97.
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, think about how much
gas. Boy, I can use that. When I used to visit my parents, it would be $400 to $500.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable. And that's why the people go, why is it so expensive to fly within the country? That's why people went to Europe and the States. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's changing. We'll see.
All right. Well, if you have a couple hours to kill to stand in a line at the airport, sure.
Oh, I hope that's faster, too. Jeez, what's going on?
They got to work on that.
They have to, for sure.
It's a good old game of truth or dare, radio version. We call this truth or pair.
Yes.
So this is how this is going to go once again. Someone's going to ask a question, truth or dare style, like Marilyn, truth or dare. And, they'll ask you a question. If you want to tell the truth, then you just answer the question truthfully. It may be a question that might make you a little squeamish, but you got to answer it. If you cannot answer the question, either me or you, then the person gets the pair. The pair of tickets to see Justin Bieber. Are we ready?
We are ready. You ready, Jamar?
Nope. Let's do it anyway.
Okay, this is... Jamar and I are very much on the same team. We'll see how much we divulge.
Yeah, very, very much anxious right now.
Okay, Caitlin, take it over.
I want to say thank you to everyone who's texted in. Hundreds of texts.
Ah.
It's so hard to sort through these, but you guys have some great questions. Now, if you asked, I will say, there are disqualifiers. If you're asking personal questions like, what's your password? What's your credit card number? We're not doing that because nobody would have any hope of answering that ever on the air.
And we are, with the false pretense that we think people are really interested in us, but it's really for Justin Bieber tickets. We understand.
And that's not good convo. That's not good radio.
I actually think I'm the most interesting person on earth.
Okay. Just ask you.
Anyway, joking. All right, let's get into it. Are we ready?
Yes, we are ready.
Okay, breathe, Jamar.
So we have Sylvie on the line. Good morning, Sylvie.
Hey, Sylvie. Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
All right, Sylvie. Let's play truth or pair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jamar, are you ready?
Nope. Go ahead.
Have you ever wanted to be intimate with your neighbor, female counterpart, of course?
My neighbor as in my, like, where I live or where I work?
Let's say where you live.
Have I ever wanted to be intimate with my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to answer that? If I don't answer that, you get the tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. The answer is yes.
Oh.
Wow. I didn't say this neighbor.
A
neighbor, yes. I've wanted to be intimate with my neighbor. That is a technical yes.
You know where that comes from? Love thy neighbor.
Okay. Stop it. Don't hold it against me. I'm only human.
No.
I'm only human.
Okay. Sorry, right, Sylvie. Jamar's willing to air it all out. So
peeking over the hedge all the time.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye. All right, here we go.
Okay, now we have Ian on the line.
Ian.
Good morning.
Okay. Truth to who?
Marilyn.
Okay.
Have you ever been attracted to any of your co-hosts?
Wow.
Capital N, capital O.
Really?
Capital N, capital O.
Marilyn, you've been on
and I heard somebody's feelings when this was asked of us many years ago.
How many
primarily
years have
a
been
program director, and I said, I think you're attractive. No.
How many years have you been doing this?
This in my 1976.
In that many years, you've never been attracted to a co-host?
Never.
Who's doing the hiring around here?
No. Hey, listen, all started in Little Moscow, Idaho, and I ended up here. What can I tell you?
Oh, okay.
Now,
what's a good question?
Now, sorry. Hey, Raj, I know you're listening. Sorry, buddy.
Roger's at home eating his granola being like, excuse me.
No, never happened. No. Great.
Okay, sorry, Ian. All right. Now, from Ian to Charlie. Charlie, you got to identify who you're asking the question to and what it is.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Charlie. I'm here with my daughter, Samantha, and Juliana.
Hi, guys. Oh, don't try to warm me up with the kids. All right. I know what you're doing there, Dad. Okay, who's the question for?
For Marilyn.
Yeah.
How much money do you make?
Not going to answer that.
Oh, Charlie.
Winner.
Yes.
You're taking Samantha and Juliana to see John. Come on.
Barely.
Not going to answer that.
I mean.
Not, that I mean, was a great. I can't even go hum and haw on that one.
No.
None is of your beeswax,
there you
girls.
Go. There you go. Jamar, you're not answering that question either.
You honest. Weren't answering that, too.
No one's answering.
No, you weren't.
I guess not.
No, you weren't.
Oh.
Okay, again, you know, Jamar's thinking, I'm so glad she got that.
I'm not me. That's great. Yeah. Where are you going to see Justin Bieber, guys?
Yay! You're going to go in the 8th, and you're going to go to Scotiabank Arena. I don't know what you're going to wear. What are you going to wear, girls? What are you going to do?
What are you going to wear?
Okay, put them on the phone, Pop, can you? Can you put them on the phone? Hi.
Yeah, we're on the speaker.
Oh, you're on the speaker. Okay, who are we talking to? What are your names?
Samantha.
Samantha and?
Joanna.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 12. I'm 8.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. You guys have the best dad in the world. This will be your first concert.
For
amazing.
Sure.
Amazing. Well, thank you for listening, Chum. We're relieved that this is over, are we not, Jamar?
Yes, let's end this now. This is about to get really weird.
That was going to get really weird. Okay. We started with the neighborhood. Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling, guys. Hang on the line, all right?
Thank you.
Sorry to everybody else. I understand that there's going to be these questions.
You could have gotten around that. Again. I'm telling you could have gotten around that. You know how you could have gotten around that?
How?
Tell me.
You could have just Googled how much does Marilyn Dennis make.
It's wrong.
And you just say that answer.
No, but it's wrong.
Even if it's wrong.
But that is not true.
They lowballed me.
All right, whatever. Okay,
amazing.
Okay. I'm always trying to figure a workaround. I
understand the workaround, but it was such an immediate, because I've been asked before, I'm like, no.
No.
Yeah. You're not going to know. Anyway, all right, that was fun.
Their dad took his life into his hands.
Boy, he did. But Joanne and Samantha, you're going to see the concert. Awesome. All right, that was fun. We'll have to do that again, Jamar.
Very good stuff. There's nothing like
a good old game. There are workarounds, but I'm learning how to play this game.
Yeah, good old game of truth or dare gets the guts in a knot, right?
You got the toughest question, though.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Come on, who hasn't been hot for their neighbor? Come on, really? Caitlin, you lived in condos. No one in those condos have ever been like, ooh, look
at
that.
No.
Never?
No.
Oh.
I haven't lucked out with a hot neighbor. It hasn't happened.
I mean, I lived in Miami for 4 years.
Well, there you go.
All right.
That's it right there.
When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
Let's get it started. The weekend, that is.
The long weekend. Jamar, don't come to work on Monday, okay? Just so you know, this is a very friendly reminder.
Let me tell you something.
How many years have you been here now?
I would do that. I completely would show up Monday and freak out when I see nobody at work. Be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, no problem.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5.
Podcast.